They laughed at him, said he was an idiot. Of course the world isn't going to end, they said. We've heard all this before, and the world never ends. But he knew better. He'd seen the writing on the wall. He knew that hell was coming, and that the best thing to do was make a deal with the devil.
Sutek, we await you. We call upon you. Rise again, Sutek! Sutek!
But you can't make a deal with the devil. The devil stacks the cards. However smart you think you are, however much life has smiled upon you, the devil's always one step ahead. But Russell Courtland did the deal anyway, and he sent us all to hell. Do you know what the worst thing is about hell? Oh, other people.
And finally, if you had plans this afternoon, you might have to think again. And this time, it's not just the British weather to blame, if a cult called the Temple of Sutek is to be believed. The Temple of Sutek, all 10 of them, have gathered in Surrey at the country home of their leader, millionaire Russell Courtland, and they claim that the world is going to end later today. I spoke to Mr. Courtland earlier this morning. Here's what he had to say.
And at the appointed hour, the sky will darken, and our lord and master, great Sutek, devourer of worlds, will walk amongst us. Death will walk amongst us.
That sounds pretty terrifying, Mr. Courtland, but we've heard all this before, haven't we? Someone claims that the world is going to end and hides away in a house or on top of a mountain. But the world never does seem to end, does it?
This time is different.
I understand your family are there with you. Should be quite the occasion, whatever happens.
My wife and daughter have been a great support. They welcome the coming of our God.
Well, it's nice that the family are all together. Thank you for your time on what I imagine must be a very busy day for you, Mr. Courtland. Give my regards to
Sutek!
God of the darkness! God of death! Great Sutek! Conqueror! Devourer of all! Your servants await you! We adore you! We thirst for you! We long for your embrace! Sutek! Sutek! This is your triumph!
Sutek! Sutek!
Anyway, be careful if you're passing through Surrey later. And if the end of the world wasn't enough, the weather's going to be terrible too. Carol, what's all this about a storm coming in?
10, 9, 8, 7...
Sutek!
My beloved children, I am listening. I hear your prayers. I will not abandon you. So much death already, and yet... still so much work left for me to do. Each word, each breath, each life, each one of you, a feast.
And so the cycle begins again.
Not this time.
What do you mean?
There's nothing left this time.
Nothing left? Isis, there's you.
What can I do? I'm an old woman.
What can you do? You're a goddess.
A goddess? Once? Perhaps. No more.
Goddess, last remnant of an ancient race, whatever. You are Isis. Hope amidst despair, rain after drought, life after life, the great renewer. Oh,
look around you, traveller. There is nothing here. No seed to coax to life, no bird to ask to sing. Not even the jackals can survive here. This is a dead land.
Goddess.
Oh, he's coming. The god of lies, the god of thirst, the destroyer. Sutek is coming for his triumph. This devastation is your work, Time Lord. You caused it.
Remember who you are. The goddess Isis, the spirit of the river, ever giving, ever fertile, the source of life, the triumph of Earth herself over death. Remember!
I am nothing now. An old woman waiting for rain. But there can be no rain. Not here. There's nothing left, Traveller. Nothing but tears. Sutek is coming. This time I can do nothing to stop him.
I didn't imagine. I didn't think.
Doctor, is this it? Is this really how it all ends?
Yes, this is how it all ends. The earth eaten, the rivers drained dry, a dead world. Sutek's kingdom.
Sutek's kingdom, eh? Can't say I'm all that impressed, to be honest. Say what you like about the Saxe-Coburg-Beckhams, at least they knew how to put on a show. All right. Sometimes it was a bit tacky. Well, very tacky, but at least it was always cheerful.
Penny, stop it!
Well, I'm not having it. Sorry, Ace, I just can't believe it. Earth. Destroyed.
What could survive here?
People pop up in all kinds of unexpected places.
Not this time. My obelisks were supposed to protect the world. Instead, Sutek gathered up all the evil he could find and flung it here.
One grand plan too many, Doctor. I always knew something would go wrong. Look at this! Look at what you've done!
I know! I can't bear to. I'm sorry.
Are you looking for life signs?
I'm not giving up.
What's the point? This is the way the world ends. A dust bowl, a dry wind fading into silence. There's no life here. We should leave.
We could go somewhere else. Work out what to do.
Hold on a minute.
That's not possible.
That's not what my little box says. Something is alive in all this. We've got to find them. Come on, you two. They're not going to save themselves, are they?
Benny, it's hopeless.
Where there's beeps, there's life. And where there's life...
there'll soon be death. If there's anyone here, they're already dead. They just don't know it yet. Sutek's destroyed all life here and is now on his way to claim his harvest.
Doctor?
What?
We're here.
Yes. And Sutek won't leave anything alive. Not a blade of grass, not a bird or a flower, and certainly not any people.
Then we'd better be quick, hadn't we?
Benny! It's hopeless!
The sooner we find them, the sooner we can leave. Ace, are you coming?
Doctor?
What's the use? There's nowhere to go. Sutek won't stop with Earth. He's devoured everything here, and next he'll consume the universe.
We could always hope.
Five!
Great Sutek!
Four!
Come to us in triumph!
Three.
Accept our offering.
Two.
Accept the planet Earth.
One.
Come to us now.
What's going on? What's happened? Has anything actually happened?
Shh.
Russ? Sue?
Be quiet, all of you.
Thank you.
turn black.
Isn't that just a storm? I think that's just a storm.
That's not a storm. It's really happened.
This is Sutek's triumph!
Sukina, Susanna, what's going on? Has it actually happened?
What do you think, Russell?
But I didn't...
For pity's sake, what did you expect? You've said it again and again, over and over. The sky will darken, the world will end, and our Lord and Master will walk amongst us. Well, there's the sky, black. So, what do you think will happen next?
Well, I didn't... I wasn't... I can't...
Oh, you're hopeless. Pull yourself together and get a grip on this lot before they start panicking in earnest. Now is our time. We shall be raised up amongst the gods.
What do I do? What do I do? The world actually ended. What do I do now?
Talk to them, you fool.
My brothers, my sisters, the hour is upon us. Sutek is coming at last.
We're going to die.
Not us, my friends. Remember, we are the chosen ones. Our master will soon be here. He has taken our offering and spared us. His hour has come, and we shall serve him in his kingdom. We shall be raised up amongst the gods.
Better, particularly towards the end.
I don't mean to be awkward, Russell, but when exactly will Sutek come? I mean, I thought it was going to be, well... Now.
It is not for us to give orders to a god.
Well, it's hardly for us to determine when a god comes and goes now, is it? He doesn't obey orders. He will come. He will not abandon us. And don't forget, we still have one more ceremony to perform. Our final gift to our god.
And in the meantime, I mean, what do we do now?
You ask that at such a time? Why, you should glory in being alive. All of you, be at peace. We are the chosen ones.
Should we put the kettle on? All that chanting, I'm parched.
Oh, should have borrowed the umbrella. And some batteries. Oh, come on, you wretched thing! Give up on me now! Oh, it's cold out here. Oh, so lonely. I didn't want to be the last one. Ah, that's more like it. I hope you're not making these life signs up. There'll be stern words if there are.
Benny, wait!
Oh, come on, Ace, hurry up. We've not got all day. Don't you know the world's ended? Well, you're sounding more like your old self, so let's forget that momentary lapse and get on with leaping to the rescue of the lost souls crying out in the wilderness.
Benny? Where are you? Where have you gone?
Ace! I'm over... here. On this perfectly pleasant croquet lawn. Well, this is unexpected. Not that I'm complaining, it's a very nice croquet lawn. I'm sure we can have a very nice game of croquet on it later if I knew how to play and the world hadn't ended. I wonder what else I'm going to find. Ooh, maybe a cream tea. I can measure a cream tea. Well, silly me. Of course. A very nice croquet lawn would require a very nice country house, wouldn't it? Now that didn't come cheap. What are property prices like after an apocalypse? This sensitively remodeled and capacious dwelling gives a stunning view of the devastation wrought by a hungry and pitiless god. Typical though, isn't it? The world ends and somehow the aristocracy survives. What is it with these people? Do they have pictures of Sutek in compromising positions, or do they just manage his hedge funds? Whatever. I'm here to save you. And believe me, you need saving.
Nola.
Lost track of her completely. It's hideous here. The wind, the sand.
The emptiness. Hell on earth, Ace.
We have to find Benny before she's lost for good. And the source of those life signs she detected.
A residual trace. An echo of life. Nothing more. There's nothing here.
But there might be. And if there is anyone still alive here, then we need to get them out. Oh, the wind. It sounds hungry.
I think we should go now.
What?
Go now, at once. Do you want to be consumed by the god of death?
You sound scared.
There's nothing wrong with being scared.
We can't leave Benny.
Listen! The wind is getting worse.
All the more reason to find Benny as quickly as possible.
There's no point. We have to go while we still can.
I'm not leaving without her. Are you coming with me?
There's not enough time!
Oh, you always say that. And there always is.
It really is shocking the way people leave their property unsecured. They should be ashamed of themselves. I'll be telling the owners as soon as I meet them, you should be ashamed of yourselves leaving your property unsecured like that. Any passing stranger could find herself a window and climb through. Oh, you know, little beefing box, you've done me proud, but I think I can find my own way now. Nothing personal, you're just a tiny bit too noisy. Wonder where everyone is. So, pick a door, any door. Oh, love a library. Yeah, nice tomes. You know, it can't really be hell if there's a library. Because libraries aren't creepy at all, are they? What with all those narrow shelves and dark, hidden away, cobweb-filled corners.
Hello?
Where the hell did you spring from?
Well, I was sitting right here.
You could have said something.
I said, hello.
Well, good.
Hey, would you mind taking a picture of me?
Taking a what?
A picture. Huh? No, here's my phone. Yeah, you just press that thing there that looks like a camera. That's
yes.
Right. Hey, oh, get the sky in. That'll look brilliant.
I don't think that's really
just
a very...
Just press that thing there. Oh, come on, hand it up. Oh, awesome. That'll show them at work. They didn't believe me when I said what I was doing this weekend.
At work? Don't you know what's happened?
Gotta get this online. Oh, that's weird. No signal.
No signal?
Oh, I knew it'd be flaky out here in the middle of nowhere. Stupid countryside.
Oh, don't you know what's going on? The world's ended.
I had a signal earlier.
Oh, there's no signal now. End of the world. Get it? No signal, no communications network, no colleagues. In fact, guess what? No people.
Yes, there are.
What?
People.
Where?
You should probably speak to Russ and Sue. They're great. You should have a chat.
I think I probably should.
So many bones. All these dead people.
A dead world. Which is why you don't need to bring the gun.
I like the insurance.
Somebody's been here.
What makes you say that?
Look at the bones, Ace. Someone has taken the time to stack them. And pyramids. Sutek is already rearranging the furniture and he hasn't even moved in. Somewhat presumptuous. Wouldn't you say?
Obscene is what I'd say.
Let him build his monument to himself. He deserves his triumph. He has won, after all.
Oh, this is repellent!
Don't worry. They're just bones.
But bones shift in the wind.
Skeletons!
You can't kill something that's already dead.
I can give it a try. All right, it's not working. Happy now? What do we do?
What do you think? Run!
Do you think you could hurry up?
Oh, look!
Oh, hello. Another survivor. I knew it.
We're looking for Russ and Sue. Have you seen them?
You know, I've never asked what they do during their downtime. Hang upside down from the lamps in the ballroom, probably.
You shouldn't talk about them like that.
Hold on, let me put this here and... What do you know? Out it comes again.
You're cheating.
at patience.
Passes the time.
Passes the time?
Well, I suddenly realised I had all this time on my hands. And the television doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, there's a very good reason for that.
Hey, have you got any signal in here?
No, no signal. Are you from the news? I thought they might try to get someone inside.
No, no, I'm not from the news. Don't you understand what's going on? The world has ended. Everyone's dead. Do you get it? The whole world is dead.
Oh. So it did work. I did wonder for a while. I mean, particularly when you walked in just now.
What is wrong with you?
You really should talk to Russ and Sue.
Oh.
That's what I said. We've been looking all over for them.
And for some signal.
Oh, yes, of course, the signal. Look, tell you what, you go play with your phone and I'll take her to meet Russ and Sue.
I wanted to talk to you about Alex.
Oh, don't worry about that. You won't need to speak to her. I'll send someone to get her. Everything will be fine.
I suppose so.
What is it? Oh, I hope you're not losing your nerve.
No, it's just that she's so young.
A little late in the day to notice that. Who else would you prefer? You? Me?
No, no, of course not.
One of the others? I think they might have something to say about that.
I don't know.
I'll take any other suggestions.
Yes, yes. This is the way it has to be. Sutek requires his gift.
A gift, yes. If it makes you feel better, tell yourself it won't be painful. Not for very long. Put out the cups, will you?
Knock, knock.
Oh,
Russ, Sue, someone to meet you.
Oh, hello, Russ and Sue, was it?
My name is Russell Cortland. This is my wife, Susanna Cortland.
But Susanna will do.
Yeah, you need to listen to me.
Who on earth are you?
Me? Oh, I'm Professor Bernie Summerfield. Nice to meet you.
Professor? You don't look like a professor.
Yeah, I know. No moustache, minimal dandruff. I like to confound expectations.
How did you get here?
Ah, that. Look, that's beside the point. Listen, what I'm about to say is going to sound fairly strange, but look at my face, which I think we can all agree is a pretty honest face, and believe every single word that I'm about to tell you. You're all in terrible danger. You need to get out of this house now, and you need to come with me. Otherwise, you are all going to die. Okay, that's a little creepy. Folks, seriously, really, really very serious, extremely serious. The world has ended. Not with a bang, with a chortle. Look, stop it, will you? Look out of the window. Have you seen the sky?
We know all about the sky, Miss Summerfield.
I think I may have mentioned that it's Professor.
You wanted an alternative, Russell? Here she is.
Sutek provides.
Yes, yes. Miss Summerfield, do you take milk, sugar?
Wait, you mentioned Sutek. I didn't mention Sutek.
Our king, our lord, our master.
Oh, brilliant. The happy, clappy god of death brigade. Look, I don't know what you think is going to happen next, but it isn't going to be pleasant. Oh, you just threw a kettle at me.
I wanted you to stop talking.
A kettle of boiling water? Are you nuts?
I said I wanted you to stop talking. Russell. It's your decision.
Then I think someone should escort Miss Summerfield to the cellar. We'll want a warm body later.
A warm body? You set me up, didn't you?
Yes, sorry about that.
Sorry?
But look on the bright side. You're going to be a gift to a god.
Doctor! There's a ruin up ahead! We can take cover.
Run, my children. I will be waiting for you. I am the end of all journeys. The eternal embrace.
I'm fed up of him already.
He can't get away, Ace. There's nowhere to go.
Oh, it's better than nothing. Hurry up!
Another day, another dungeon. Quite assuredly locked. And they built these old houses far too... Well, oh, now kicking that door down. I wonder if there's anything round here I can use as a battering ram. Or a small explosive device. Oh, Mace, where are you when I need you? Oh, let's see what's in these cases. Thoth, Horus, Osiris, cats. Oh, bless you, fat little fella. You know, if I was a tiny bit less scrupulous and had a suitcase with me, I'd be liberating some of these. Seems a shame to let them sit down here all alone with nobody to appreciate.
Stop! Let go!
I'll bite! I will! I'll bite!
Oh, no, you most certainly won't, young lady.
I won't! Just let go! That hurts!
Yeah, well then, stop wriggling. That's more like it. I'm going to let go of you now. Don't move. Right, let's take a look at you. So, who are you then?
My name's Alex.
Well, Alex, don't suppose you know a way out of this cellar?
I might. Would these help?
Yes, I think that some keys might help a little. Why haven't you left before?
I did, and then I came back here. Have you met that lot out there? They're totes embarrassing, and also terrifying. I felt safer in here.
Fair point. Well, Alex, should we go for a little wander round?
Is it going to make any difference?
Of course it will. We're not just going to sit here and wait to die. We're going to get away, both of us. I'm going to get you away from here.
Wait to die?
I think you should see the sky, Alex.
As if that will make any difference. Look out of the window, Ace.
That shape. That figure.
Shh.
I think he's gone. I think he's passed by.
For now. He's not fully manifested yet. That's the only reason that we're still alive. But it won't be long. Why won't anyone listen to me?
Ace, watch out! The bone!
It's all right. They're just bones. Properly dead this time. Oh, I'm glad I didn't start shooting. That roof doesn't look too stable. What do you think this place was, Doctor?
A chapel, I think. Some kind of place of worship, anyway.
And the bones?
They knew the end was coming. They came here to pray when they realized there was no way out for them. But there's only one God here, and he wouldn't save them.
I feel we should do something. Say something.
You can't bury the whole earth, Ace.
I suppose not. Oh! Was that thunder? How can it rain here? The sky's dead. Oh! Doctor! The ground's shaking!
Hold on, Ace. Hold on!
Catch your breath. I'll see what it looks like out there.
Don't open the door!
We can't stay here forever!
Listen to me! It's complicated!
Really? Now? The world has ended and you pull one of your it's complicated routines. It's not complicated, Doctor. Benny is alone and we have to go after her. Yes? Fine. Stay. Feel sorry for yourself. And if, when I make it back, I'll bring Benny. And I hope you'll still be here, alive and well.
I always liked the observatory. I spent hours up here in the holidays. Not just to see the stars. In the daytime, too.
Never thought I'd miss light pollution so much. The sky shouldn't be so completely, utterly and terminally black.
It's quite a powerful telescope, isn't it?
Yes. And yet, nothing.
You could see right out, as far as the next county, Russ said. What has he done?
Who are you exactly, Alex?
Daughter of the house. Adopted daughter of the house. Russell and Susanna are my guardians.
He's the one with the spreading waistline and she's the one with the broomstick, yes?
You've met them then. They adopted me when I was little and packed me straight off to boarding school. I don't know why they bothered. Too busy being all new age. The odd holiday here every so often. Didn't much care for what I saw of them. Crystals and pyramids and ugh. Anyway, last week I got summoned home and bam! Found myself under lock and key.
Ooh.
What was that?
Quick, Alex, cover your head and hold on to something. No, no, not me. Something solid. So this is it then. Sutek's coming. Please let me save somebody.
What was that, Benny? I can't hear you.
Nothing. It's all right. Don't worry.
Oh, kidnapped, locked up. But this is getting beyond a joke. What's going on, Benny?
What do you think has happened?
I think the world has ended.
10 out of 10. Come on, it's not safe here. And I can't stand looking at the sky any longer.
It's time to start talking to them again, Russell.
What do I say?
Oh, tell them they're loved. That usually works.
My brothers, my sisters, why all this distress? The world may tremble at his footsteps, but we are safe. Why? Because we are his chosen ones.
But what's going to happen now? We never talked about what we were supposed to do next. The world's ended. What now?
Sutek will come!
Oh, but what does that mean?
Shut him up.
It means that he will take care of us. Our God is coming for us. We should prepare for him.
Prepare the offering.
Benny, I'm so frightened. Why can't we just leave?
Because I want to give the others a chance.
They've destroyed the world.
Yes, but I try not to take that kind of thing personally.
Are you as scared as me, Benny?
I'm also. But I'm also huge fun in a crisis. Right, let's try this door.
Benny, no, I don't think that's a very good idea. I've never seen that before.
Hello, everyone! Hey, Russ and Sue and cultists too! How'd you like the end of the world now? Whew, it's made a right old mess of your drawing room. To say nothing of the billions and billions
of people
that's professor to you! You know what? I came here today to find the world had been destroyed. Bad start of the day. And then I found some people. Just a handful. And I thought, if I can just save them. And then I realised you were the ones who had done all this. This hideous waste. Well done, you. You destroyed the earth, and for what? Don't you understand? The god of death is coming. Soon he'll be knocking at your door. Oh, what's the point?
It'll be a pleasure to have Miss Summerfield sacrificed, if only to shut her up!
I don't know how many times I have to say this, Sue, but it's Professor.
Oh, you know, Benny, that's not the bit that's freaking me out.
And as for sacrificing us...
Oh, yeah, that's the bit that's freaking me out.
Well, why? What exactly is the point of that?
Why?
Why bother? So many have died. What difference will a couple more make?
Go on, tell her to prove ourselves to Sutek.
Why else? To prove ourselves to Sutek, of course. You will be a gift to our god.
Right, yes, because the god of death is going to say, "Ooh, thanks for that, fellas. Now let's get down and party."
What do you mean? We were the focus for his arising. We will earn our reward.
You'll be next, you fool! Do you think he's going to stop short of complete obliteration and leave a few crazy cultists alive? You're next on the menu. I mean, if I was the god of death, it'd be all about, well, death.
She's right, this is madness. What have you done, Russell?
Get a grip! How dare you speak to me that way? I am the High Priest of Sutek.
You're a mass murderer, and we're your next victims. We're all going to die. We've got to get out. We've got to get out.
There is no out. Beyond the house, there's only death. Out, unfaithful one.
No, he'll die out there.
Hold him.
No.
Let go of me. Let go, he'll die.
Please, stop, no.
No, please, no, let him in. Please.
perish all unbelievers before the might of Sutek! Isn't that right, dear?
Yes.
Oh, you're cold. And I bet everyone thinks Lord Fauntleroy is the villain.
You know the saying, behind every great man.
There's a predator in an evening gown, yes.
Russell, father.
Alex?
I know we don't know each other very well, but I don't think you're a killer. And I wish we had the chance to get to know each other. Can't we get to know each other?
Oh, my poor girl,
I don't think you want to hurt anyone.
No, of course not. I want us to be loved, cared for.
I knew it. Yes. You're nothing like her.
Oh, no, don't remind him of the boss.
Russell?
Russell. Father.
Father. That time is long gone, little girl.
Russell, please, please don't listen to her. I know you think you've gone too far, that you can't come back from what you've done, but listen to Benny. She can save us.
Be quiet.
She's right, though. I know it looks bad. Dark sky, howly wind, earthquakes. None of that is ever any good. But there is still a chance, you know. A chance that I can save you if you let me.
Save us? From what? Sutek is our lord. We are his servants. He will take care of us.
No, he'll take care of you, all right.
Silence! Everyone, be quiet. Listen.
Benny, is it over? Are we safe now?
Of course we're not safe.
You're not helping.
Helping? That was my big mistake. Oh, I should have listened to the doctor. I should never have come here.
I'm glad you came. I wouldn't want to be alone. Not now.
I'm sorry I couldn't save you, Alex.
Oh, be quiet.
You know, Sue, at some point the predator always becomes prey.
Benny, listen!
Oh, merciful God. Save us!
What's out there? Can you see it? What can you see?
Great, merciful Sutek! We're saved!
Benny, is that true?
No.
I am Sutek. I am the World Eater, the Death Bringer. My acolyte. My children, you are special to me. So very special. You called out to me. You provided me with a focus point, an anchor, allowing me to cast out my net and draw in all humanity. And now I have come to enjoy that harvest. But first, I will show you my gratitude. My children, you are to be devoured in person.
Told you!
Come to me, my children.
Move! Get moving, now!
Where?
Oh, anywhere. Not here. Oh, this way will do.
Benny, he wanted to kill me. Dad wanted to kill me.
Oh, it doesn't matter now.
Dad! What are we going to do?
We're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of this house and find my friends, and then we're going to get as far away from here as we can. I promise. Come on!
Oh, God. Oh, God!
I am here, child. Your God is here. Hush. Hush, my child.
Have mercy! Have pity!
My servant, be at peace.
I just need a signal. Why won't anyone answer?
I am here, child.
Please, don't hurt me! Please, don't hurt me!
I am the end of all journeys, the source and the end of all pain.
Oi, Spenny, why don't you ever listen? Why do you never trust me?
Because you have failed. Whatever plan you had, I was always one step ahead. I have taken the world, and you will never see your friends again.
Sutek.
Little man. Do you fear me now?
I've looked upon your works and have despaired. Have you feasted yet?
No, that glory is still to come. I can taste the death of this world in the dust. On the wind, I find it good.
It's not over yet. Not while there's somebody still alive.
You shall be the last then, Doctor. When I have reaped my harvest, I shall return for you. To bring you silence.
Actually, Benny, I don't think we have to go back out via the window. There's a perfectly good back door over there.
Ah, yes. Good point. Are you all right?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, it's so cold. What's the plan?
The what?
The plan.
Oh, yes, that. Let's get our bearings.
Our bearings?
And then we'll try and find the TARDIS.
The what's this?
It's a sort of space-time, bigger on the inside type escape thing. Oh, don't worry, it'll make sense when you see it.
I'm absolutely sure it won't. Benny!
Shh! Against the wall!
Oh, because that'll hide us.
Oh, I'll have to do for now.
Oh, God!
Oh! No, it's Ace! Oh,
Benny, am I glad to see you?
Oh.
Who's this?
This is Alex. I found her in the house.
Was she the only one there?
No, but she was the only one I could save.
Why do you run from me, children? There is nowhere on this earth beyond the reach of my arm, beyond my caress.
Stay back! Or I'll...
Shoot me? Is that your only weapon?
For now. We're humans. We use what we have to hand. We do all that we can. Just once. Just once I'd like that to work.
Such a pretty face. So much life ahead of you. No more.
No! No.
Do you know who I am?
It does not matter.
I have lived all my life to be sacrificed to you.
Don't do this!
It's all right, Benny, please. Let it be quick. I never knew. All that time. Sutek, my every breath has been for you.
And I end life with the passing of my breath.
Alex! I promised to save her!
A futile gesture. And now for you.
I think not, my brother.
My sis, the weeping widow. There is much here for you to grieve over.
I know. How could I resist? Ace? Bernice? It has been so long since last I saw you. And I am sorry for your loss.
Isis! Save her!
Benny, it's too late. Alex is dead.
Indeed. But my concern now is with the living.
You seek to keep me from these mortals? Why? They are but insects.
Even insects matter. All life matters.
Life? Look around you, sister. There is only a little life left on Earth. And after Earth, I shall consume the stars. I shall kill you as I killed Osiris. You cannot fight me. There are no more battles to be had. There is only death.
We fought through the stars, brother. It took 750 of us, but we contained you. Some sleep in the pyramids on Mars, ready for you. And I have walked the earth for so long. You have kept me waiting.
You? You are but a frail remnant.
You may choke all the earth in your grasp, but I soar above the wastelands. I soared like a falcon with my sister Nephthys. and with our cries we mourned our brave Osiris. I wept for him. I remembered him. For I bring life with the shedding of my tears.
I bring my gift of death even to you.
He's killed her! Isis is dead!
Oh, come on then, Sutek. I guess it's our turn, so get on with it.
Where's he gone? Why hasn't he killed us?
Why kill us when he can still torment us? He's going to let us struggle on, trying to find the TARDIS. And when we reach it, he'll kill us on the doorstep. We never should have left. The Doctor was right.
Doctor!
Well, don't sound so surprised.
Oh, what are you doing?
I thought we could block the door somehow.
You honestly think a few chairs and a table will offer any protection against the god of death? Oh. Your problem, Russell, was that you never really believed.
And your problem, Susanna, was that you never took me seriously.
With good reason.
But you've made a big mistake.
You were always a mistake. Weak, confused. You're no survivor.
You think so. But you're the last one. The gift of the priest of the temple to his god, the sacrifice.
Not me, Russell.
My children, my beloved children, cease this quarreling.
Oh, God.
Hush, my child.
Oh, great Lord, great God, oh, Sutek, the destroyer of all things, I am your humble servant. I have brought you your sacrifice.
No, not me.
Yes.
Take him. Take Russell! He was only ever my puppet. I was the one that planned all this. I was the one that served you. You know this, Lord Sutek. I am your servant. Oh, great God of pain! Lord of the desert! Lord of flies! I beg you. I plead with
don't
you.
Don't listen
have
to
mercy.
Her! Take
Please.
Her!
Not me! Take him!
No, her!
Your quarrel feeds me, but... They call me the god of death, but in many ways, I am the god of peace. Endless peace.
You didn't really think I'd leave, did you?
I don't think I'll answer that.
You could have turned up sooner. I couldn't save any of them.
There wasn't time.
This is my time. The triumph of death over life.
Your time!
Look around you. What do you see? This is a dead land, and I am its lord.
Yes, yes, a dead land. But without life, there can be no death.
There is still life here.
I think he means us.
Well, it's nice to be noticed.
I hear blood pulsing against veins. I hear the trickle of sweat against flesh. I still hunger. I still thirst. I have laid waste to this land, and I will harvest its energy to walk among the stars.
So go ahead. Eat, drink, feast.
Or perhaps could we hold off on that for a while?
And when you've devoured everything, Sutek, what then, eh? You'll have no purpose except to die.
I cannot die.
Perhaps not, but...
Wait a second.
He's never...
But perhaps, Sutek, you can fail. Look up at your eternal darkness. Is the sky clearing? Is it the dark hour before the dawn? Look at the stars.
They are not as they should be.
No. You thought you were coming to the 21st century. But this is the 29th. You flung out your net,
but there was no one to harvest. Earth, this earth, had already burned, eaten by solar flares.
Explain.
Its time had come. Take the hint. All this ruin? It wasn't your doing. This is not your victory.
Hard luck, Dogface. The world was already destroyed before you got here.
Hold on. The house. All those people. Did you send them here?
You needed a focal point, didn't you, Sutek? And I gave you one.
I must have my death. Where is my triumph?
Oh, there is... no triumph!
Sutek's killing him!
We're next.
You're fading away, Sutek. A passing thought. Blown on the wind. Time for you to go.
Doctor, my mind is in yours. I shall have my triumph. Wherever there is light, I shall bring darkness. Wherever there is hope, I shall bring despair. Wherever there is laughter, I shall bring silence.
It's a time storm! Sutek's whipping up a time storm!
I bring Sutek's gift of death
to all humanity.
Sutek has taken over his body. Pulled him back in time.
What do you mean?
I've met him already. In a pyramid on Mars.
What?
Have you heard of an Ouroboros loop, Ace? The snake that eats its own tail. Sutek has gone back in time so that he can create this future.
And he's taken the Doctor with him. There's no escape.
Not that I can see.
Benny, can you hear that?
There was someone left in the house. Sutek missed someone after all. I don't believe it. Alex!
What happened? There was the wind. Then the birds. Then darkness.
Oh, Alex. I knew we could save somebody.
But the Doctor's still dead. And we're still trapped here.
He's not dead. The Doctor. He's not dead. Oh, this feels very weird. It's been a very long day, sorry.
Alex, what are you doing?
I'm reaching into the storm and pulling up the Doctor, silly.
Doctor, you're back!
And she's quite right. I'm not dead. Thank you,
I am Isis now, Doctor.
Oh, you're another fragment of her?
She was always inside me. I needed to die to be reborn. We Asirans are very hard to destroy, you see.
That was a mistake I made last time. I killed him, which simply allowed him to begin again. A tiny splinter left in my mind, or some other crazy old man in the desert. Who knows?
Oh, I don't believe it.
So wait. This was all another of your complicated plans?
Not that complicated, really.
He had to explain it to me a few times.
That's not fair. The tricky thing was the obelisks. Convincing everyone they were going to create 10,000 years of universal peace. Phooey! Really, they were a trap.
You nudged the architecture, didn't you? A little off the corner here, a wonky angle there.
Perfectly safe in the right hands. But if, say, you just happen to place the eye of Sutek into it instead... Oh, dear.
But all those people in the house, Sutek murdered them. I couldn't save them. Oh, but you never meant me to, did you, Doctor? You never intended them to survive. Oh, you're cold.
These people were dead as soon as they started chanting Sutek's name. I just moved them a few thousand years later, letting the human race get on perfectly well without them.
Sometimes, Doctor, you're not that different from Sutek.
A bit Sutek. A bit Isis.
And Sutek is still back in time, creating this future.
You always intended to trap Sutek this way, didn't you, Doctor? Trap him in the loop, devouring himself.
To spin around in time, never moving, never changing, never dying, so never reborn. That's hell, isn't it?
I hate to admit it, but it's very clever.
Perhaps his plan wasn't that watertight.
They usually aren't.
Which is where Isis came in. It's always good to have the goddess of life on your side.
Indeed.
It's weird being... I don't know what the Asirans were, but I have all this stuff inside me. I look at this dust and darkness and I find it sad. The end of the world is a sad thing.
Alex, it's time, I think, to take you home.
Home?
The 21st century.
Home? No, Doctor, I don't think so.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'll be staying here.
You can't stay here.
Alex, look at this place. Everything's dead. The whole place has been burnt to a cinder.
I think that's rather the point.
Doctor, she's a child.
We can't leave her here.
I'm not sure that I can stop her.
Well, I can.
Benny, I'm staying. Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
I'm not sure that you do.
I always wanted a home.
This isn't a home. This is hell.
Oh. I wanted a place to belong. And I think... I think I've found it. A bit Isis. You're not the only one, Doctor. Once, if you believe the legends, the goddess Isis created the human race through the shedding of her tears. And now, with the shedding of my tears, I bring Isis's gift of life to all humanity.
Trapped forever. But I can tire out eternity. When the years themselves grow weak, I will walk forth, and then once more I shall bring Sutek's gift of